Are you okay? Do you remember what happened? You passed out not long after I arrived, and we flew back from beyond the wall. No, no. Wait. Don't try and get up. You're pretty badly hurt during the battle. They're fine. Everyone is fine. They all made it back safely. Just try and relax. Where are we going? We're sailing to Winterfell now. You're going home. No, no. Please don't apologize. It's not your fault. The dragons are my children. And you're right. They're the only children I'll ever have. And the Night King just killed one of them. I needed to see him, though. If I hadn't seen the army of the dead for myself, I don't think I could have comprehended just what we were up against. Shh. Stop saying sorry. We are going to destroy the Night King and his army. He will pay for what he did to Viserion. I promise you that much. Do you know what I've been through to get here? To get to this moment right here. I was sold by my brother into a marriage with the Carl of a band of Dothraki. I watched both him and my son die at the hands of an evil sorceress. I traveled across Essos when my Khalasar abandoned. I sought assistance in Karth, but ended up killing their leaders when they attempted to steal my dragons, my children, and sail to Astafor, where I killed the slave traders and liberated an army of Unsullied. I liberated Yunkai and Meereen, united the Dothraki at Vas Dothra, and sailed them across the narrow sea to Westeros. I am Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen, rightful heir to the Iron Throne, rightful queen of the Andals and the First Men, protector of the Seven Kingdoms, the mother of dragons, the Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, the Unburned, and the Breaker of Chains. I am used to getting what I want. I have fought hard to be where I am today, to be here, and yet you have consistently refused to bend the knee to your queen. Such a stubborn bastard. I can tell that from the scars across your chest. Sir Davos wasn't joking when he said you took a knife in the heart for your people, was he? What happened to you? It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're here with me now. And I don't know what I would do without you. I wanted to do that for a long time. Don't act surprised. I said I get what I want after all. And I can see that you want it too. I couldn't bear to lose you and one of my children at the same time. I need this. I need you. You keep referring to yourself as the king in the north. And well, I decided to pledge myself to the king. And And in my first act, as your loyal subject, I pledge my mouth in service to you. And as I make my way from your lips, down your neck, to your chest, to your cock, the king's cock. The cock in the north doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it? Here, let me bend the knee and serve my king. Oh, this is not enough for my king. How about a little more then? Let me slide off this dress. Do you like what you see? Do you like the way my blonde hair cascades over my shoulders and down my chest, falling over my breasts? Can you see my lovely pink nipples? They're so firm. Maybe that's just from the cold, though. Oh, don't be shy. You can touch them. Feel how full they are in your hands. How soft they are to the touch. That feels nice. Are you getting close? I can see you biting your lip. Your eyes rolling back in your head. I want you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me. I want you to come inside me. I lost a child tonight, and I want to make another with you. Right now. I love how your cock feels inside me. Yes. Do it. I want you to fill my womb with your seed. Yeah. Fill me with your seed. That's all I want tonight. I want to make a child with you. And you will. You will fill me up tonight, won't you? Won't you? Yeah? Do it. Keep fucking me. Don't stop.
Oh, keep filling me up. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, pardon my cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Come inside me. Do it. Turn me up. Oh. Oh. No. Don't move. Let me clean you up, my king. We have made quite a mess after all. I love how I taste on your cock. Despite all of that, I haven't forgotten why we are here, though. I promise you that by the old gods and the new, by the lamb god and the horse god, and every god that lives, I swear it by the mother of mountains and the womb of the world, we will defeat this evil and rule Vestris together. All three of us.